Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon, and a special guest all the way out from, I believe, the West Coast. We have today with us Crypto Wendy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. And I am on the West Coast from LA, Los Angeles.
All right. Well, glad you could join us from all the way out there. And I know that you are very heavily poured into the cryptocurrency and blockchain space out there. Do you mind just giving us a little background on yourself?
Yeah. So actually, before I got in, I was first introduced to crypto and Bitcoin in 2011. A family member came to stay with us and said, "Can I borrow your credit card to buy Bitcoin so I can buy stuff on the interwebs?" And I said, "Hell no. I don't know what this magic internet money stuff is." So then I kind of was like, you know, brushed it off, whatever. I had other priorities. And then I kept hearing about it on libertarian radio. So I called my husband one day and I was like, "I'm buying Bitcoin." And he's like, "Okay." So then I went on Coinbase, I invested, and here I am today, just in love with the space and just loving everything about it.
So when this transaction happened, roughly give us a timeline. When was this happening?
I had just had my daughter. My daughter was about a year old. I was still working at my old job. I worked in healthcare for 7 years prior before entering crypto. And I remember holding her. She was screaming. I was still struggling with postpartum depression. And I was like, I knew that I needed a change. I knew I wanted something different. And I was planning on quitting my job anyways and finishing up my degree. And then I was just like, you know what? I need to do something drastic. So then I bought Bitcoin. It was November 2017. And this was when the price was, about 7K. And the week after, price dumped all the way from 7K to 5K. And I was like, what the heck did I just do? But it was actually the best decision of my life. And I'm so thankful that I found crypto.
Right. Yeah. Turned out okay.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. And tell us about a little bit of that transition, right? So you said you have a background in healthcare. You know, you found out about cryptocurrency and blockchain. When were you like, wow, I want to do this full time. Like, I want to figure out how I can turn this into a business. Tell us about that transition.
So I originally was like, okay, well, I'm just going to invest and, you know, we're going to go to $1 million in December because that's what everyone was saying. And I had no idea about investing. I have a 401k. And, you know, I know how to save and, you know, I'm financially conservative and whatnot, but I didn't really understand investing or the technology. So one of my mentor, he got me on crypto Twitter. I started seeing people post charts and I was like, oh, well, if these people can do it, I can too. So then I taught myself how to trade. And then, you know, I wasn't trading with like large stacks like, you know, some other people, but I, you know, started posting charts and I wasn't really planning on doing it like full time, but I wanted to trade on the side for extra money because I I ran an eBay store to pay for community college and I figured I could make some extra money here, especially since I was quitting my job. And then my content started getting retweeted and it started, people like my content. They like my charts. They wanted to know how I learned to trade so fast and all that type of stuff. So my account like doubled in May. And I started getting opportunities. Companies started reaching out and they're like, "Do you want to do an interview with us? Do you want to do, you know, X, Y, and Z?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, that'd be great." Then I started a YouTube channel. Well, before that I had started doing meetups because there was no meetups I'm in San Gabriel Valley and there's like some crypto meetups, but most of them they charge and they're kind of scammy. So I was like, I need to change this. This is like dumb. Like I love crypto and I think it's excellent. So I started hosting my own meetups and then those started getting people like those and they liked the idea behind it, just a crypto networking meetup that was free. You can come and buy drinks or food or whatever. So people started liking it. Companies started liking it. And then I figured out, okay, well, I can do a YouTube channel, like work from home. There's money in it. I can do sponsored content and sponsored tweets, you know, just so long as I disclose it. So then I opened up a consultancy and doing marketing consulting for different crypto companies, all very transparent. And yeah, and I'm able to, while I'm in school and being a mom and a wife, I am able to work from home in my sweatpants and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's just cool that you saw this unique opportunity and you're just like, how do I get immersed as much as possible and then take what I've learned and then be able to provide it as a service to others who are trying to get in the game, which is very remarkable. And as you continue to learn more, grow your audience and do all these things and start to grow some of your audiences, as you said, through your meetups, through your YouTube channels, Twitter, everything like that. You saw that marketing, there was a big need in the marketing and the branding side of cryptocurrency and blockchain. Can you kind of speak to how or the importance of being able to grow your own brand or being able to market your projects in this particular field?
Well, in crypto, as we know, there's a lot of shady stuff that goes on in the background. And I was starting to see a lot of that. And I just, anything I do that's paid or that I'm compensated for, I'm upfront. I disclose everything. I've got disclosures. I have an attorney that helps me with all that stuff. So everything is disclosed on my website. When I work with companies, they get invoice and, you know, everything is disclosed on my YouTube channel and whatnot. So I saw a need for that. And I just thought, you know, there's a lot of people that are shilling stuff on Twitter and that's fine. If that's how you're making your money, that's great. But it should be disclosed. People should know that you're promoting that project and you're being compensated for it. And there's still a lot of that goes on today. But when I work with a company, it's disclosed and, you know, it's out there. The information is out there. And I just saw a need for that. And I think that crypto can be better as a whole, even though people are like, oh, we're decentralized, you know, and there's a lot of negative connotation regarding marketing. But at the end of the day, if you want mass adoption, if you want people outside of crypto to get excited about projects and use crypto, there is a need for marketing, because how else are people outside of crypto going to figure out about it or know how to use it? And that's kind of where I come in.
And I think that's a great bridge to have, right? Of one, just the authenticity of, you know, just who you are and like what you're representing and not misrepresenting yourself and just being authentic and saying like, hey, if you are promoting a company, letting people know and having that bridge of trust is very important in this space. Not even just in the US markets, but internationally, because there are a lot of scams out there and a lot of kind of shady people. But genuinely, what I've met through doing this podcast and with meeting people all in the space, there are a lot of really, really good people. Of course, there's always going to be people that kind of come in and ruin that kind of relationship type of deal. But being able to show credibility and trustworthiness is huge in this space.
No, I definitely agree. Just because, I mean, we're essentially kind of like an emerging market. It's brand new. It's, you know, even though the space has been around for 10 years and, you know, I'm still fairly new, even though I've been in for, you know, a little bit over a year. It's important to, you know, to be transparent. I mean, if people give me a lot of crap about it, they don't like that I do marketing and I get called all kinds of names. But at the end of the day, like I see a need for like the content on my YouTube channel. I do reviews and I just talk. I don't talk like too heavily about the tech behind projects, because regular people that I want to get, that I'm, you know, hoping to help or get into crypto, they just want to know how it works and how it's going to benefit them. And then with the interviews I do, I provide a platform for the companies to talk and kind of explain themselves. And some of the questions I ask, what are you doing for mass adoption? What are you doing? How is your company transparent? And how are you guys going to compete with Bitcoin? Like, what makes you unique? And I think that's important information to people that are interested or wanting to invest in a project or join the community, just so that they have the founder space there or a dev or an advisor or somebody that they can kind of look to answer their questions. So those are the types of things that I do, is I try to provide educational stuff, because I'm nowhere near being an expert. There's still a lot to learn in trading and all these different new projects. But I think it's important to put information out there so people can make their own decisions and DYOR.
Yeah. And you brought a really good point, and it's actually a good transition into one of my next questions of mass adoption, right? I have spoken to a lot of people about, you know, where is the giant uptake? You know, there's all these projections of, oh, Bitcoin will be worth $100,000, $250,000, $1 million, all this other kind of stuff. And you know, all that sounds good and great, but it's not even entertained until we get to mass adoption. So what are some different things that you are doing and with working with some of these different companies to try to help promote and get this emerging market, which is cryptocurrency and blockchain, to mass adoption?
Well, first and foremost, it depends what the project is doing and it depends how tech involved it is. So the projects that I like, my favorite projects, I'm representing a project now called Monetary Unit, and we acquired a UK marketplace called Flubit. You can basically purchase goods, brand new goods, similar to Amazon. You can pay with fiat or you can pay with crypto. And if you use our coin, Monetary Unit, you save 25%. So platforms like that, to me, are the most crucial in mass adoption, just because they're easy for everybody to use. Everybody wants to save money. I'm a mom. I want to save money. And I think another target audience too is women, because, you know, there's not a whole lot of women in the space. We want to bring some more of them in, but it really depends what the project's mission is. And obviously the tech is very important, but at the end of the day, I can't tell you how my internet works. I can't tell you how my cell phone works. I can tell you the basics of how a credit card works, but I think that we need to really make it easy and seamless for people to use these platforms or to use these wallets or to use these products and services, and kind of focus on the use case and how it's going to improve somebody's quality of life. Because once you're able to improve somebody's quality of life and make it easy for them and make it appealing to them, that's when mass adoption will happen. And I personally, I don't think we're going to see mass adoption happen for a long time, because we still have a lot of work to do in the space. But, you know, companies are working on it. We just finished a really nasty bear market, and it's definitely going to take some time, in my opinion.
I agree. And I would also agree that we are years away from true mass adoption, but I would say that we're making a lot of legway and having more people in the space who are taking the time to try to educate, because I believe the biggest reason we had this giant bear market was that people were buying blindly. People were just jumping into the space without truly knowing what they were getting into. As you know, when you have a market where there's only, let's call it 200-300 coins, and then in a blink of an eye, it jumps to 1,800. And of those, only about 150 or so actually have a working product. That's an issue. And exactly. So as this is evolving, as more and more of these projects are becoming, I don't want to say more legitimized, but actually having working products and use cases, and you can explain those use cases and show people, because people, until you can like truly see it and use it, people can't really follow the vision. People need to be able to like understand at base, here's how it works. And I think more and more of those projects are taking form, which is helping more and more people to want to take a bigger investment in understanding how the technology works.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you have like, because I do project reviews and I do, you know, I explain what the platform is and how it works, XYZ. But when you have these white papers that are so complicated and you're talking about all the tech, and that's important for a white paper, but when you're going through these and you're reading, and I even have trouble reading them sometimes, I'm okay, like, well, okay, you want to build a decentralized platform, but how is this going to help somebody that wants to just buy groceries or pay their electric bill or, go online and buy something? Like, how is this? I don't understand like what the difference is between your project and somebody else's project. There are a lot of these projects, they don't have, like you said, they don't have clear goals. They're just like, okay, well, we want to do this. And then they give themselves these really, really small grace periods to finish, or deadlines to finish these projects and get like mainnet and get the product working and all that type of stuff. But it's becoming almost like a meme, because it's taking companies quite a long time to do it. And I understand, because the process is complicated. But right. At the end of the day, it's like, if you say you're going to do something, you've got to do it, or at least, you know, update your community and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. There's that bridge in communication. And, you know, you set these super high expectations, and then let's say you start working on it and you realize, wow, we're actually not going to be able to meet majority of these expectations. You still need to be able to communicate that and explain why, and then be able to explain how you're pivoting to still make something that works and that is still going to be good for everyone. And on that kind of train of thought, kind of transition into just another broader kind of conversation with you. You've been in this space for over a year now, and you've been looking into various amount of projects, I'm sure. What are some projects in the horizon that kind of has your attention and has your curiosity that you're looking out for?
Well, there's a couple. So we have a million types of mobile wallets out there. So that's great. But they have to be easy to use, and they need to have a lot of different tokens on them, and to be able to offer the consumers features that are applicable to real life. A project that I do not represent is called Monarch Wallet. And what they are doing, you can buy and sell crypto from the wallet, which is really, really cool. They're integrating to where you can actually pay bills, and you can do different things like that. And you also securely store your coins and tokens, and that's important. So something like that, I like things that are easy. The platform's easy to use. The company I represent, Monetary Unit, I like the fact that we are on a existing platform where you can buy brand new goods. That's important. I made a tutorial on how easy it is to use it. And even if you don't have token or don't have Monetary Unit tokens, we have a link that it literally takes like 2 minutes. It'll transfer you over. I believe it's called, you can purchase your Monetary Unit through Bitalicious, the exact amount you need for your your purchase, and then you're able to save 20% that way. And that, to me, that's seamless. It's easy to use. So projects that are easy to use and that make sense, things that people want to spend. And there's another project called Lolly. I don't represent them, but I want to say you can add them onto your browser. And when you make a purchase from various stores, you earn Bitcoin back. So stuff like that, that's appealing to people that, you know, everyone can use. And I'm thinking majority of like women, because I know a lot of women and they want things to be easy. So once you make it easy for them, those are the projects I'm looking for. Things that are really, really easy and seamless to use.
Definitely. And you definitely dropped some really good ones. Actually all three I haven't not heard of. So products that I'm gonna be looking into myself, because as you said, easy to use and then being applied in everyday life. I think one of the other biggest hurdles to cryptocurrency and blockchain as it is today is, besides the initial hurdle of understanding technology, if it's not being used in a practical way that I'm already not doing, there's friction. So if you're creating some new ways that I can implement some of my crypto into my everyday life, that is that seamless slash like movement into mass adoption that I love to see. So I think those are some really cool projects that you mentioned. And with that as well, what are some things that are within the horizon in the crypto and blockchain space, whether throughout the rest of this year or in the coming years, that you're on the lookout for and that you think people should be paying attention to?
I just, you know, it's the market, we're so early. And I just think that people should just be paying attention, you know, pay some attention to the news, but also just some of the projects that have lasted through the bear market and that are continuing to build. Just keep an eye on those and make sure. So always like do your own research on projects. And as far as like community goes, like go to, you know, I'm very, very bullish on people attending meetups and hosting their own meetups and all kinds of stuff and kind of just talking to people about crypto. One thing that I do is when I'm out, if I see somebody that's, you know, that may be interested in crypto or whatever, I talk to them about crypto and I, you know, say, hey, you know, you can set up a download Cash App, you can buy Bitcoin. I kind of talk to them about that. So I think just kind of talking to other people and educating other people as well. You don't have to get super technical with it. Just start the conversation. And obviously you don't want to be showing your favorite projects, but at the same time, be like, you know, this is really cool. And when I do meet people and I'm talking to them about crypto and Bitcoin, I ask them, what do you do for work? And then I kind of transition the conversation to, okay, well, this can help you do this better, and this will improve your life this way. And as I said before, I worked in healthcare, and healthcare in the United States is god awful. It is terrible, just the whole way that it's set up. And I really do think that blockchain technology, the actual technology, not necessarily a coin or token, can really help improve it. So that's one of the things that I do and what I think people should be doing, and not focus on current price. The current price action right now with Bitcoin is not the best. We're seeing a lot of consolidation and we're seeing little pumps and then dumps and all kinds of stuff. So just don't pay attention to price. Just look to the future and invest what you can afford to lose and don't expect a return right away.
I think you dropped a lot of good nuggets in there, all from just, if you're looking into the space, look into the long run. Don't look at the immediates. And then also just from the technological standpoint, just the various ways that blockchain technology in itself, especially in healthcare, can help revolutionize that industry, and how even cryptocurrency itself is, I believe, going to be a disruptor, and it's going to disrupt how we exchange value across the internet, and especially just the international pull that is surrounded by cryptocurrency at its current state, and all the different things in the horizon that are just going to continue to feed that. First of all, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing all this valuable information and giving us some background into your own life and then different ways that you are navigating through this crypto space. But I always like to finish my conversations with my interviewees. You know, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
Just be patient. I have there's a lot of people that are upset about price and just the market in general, but don't let this small price action right now affect you and affect the main goal of why we're here. We're here because we essentially want to break away from the governments and the banks, especially the banks, you know, short the banks and whatnot. But it's just be patient and just keep, if you're working on a project, keep building and don't let any of the noise affect you and just keep be positive about it. It takes time. Like Rome was not built in a day. All these great empires and all, like the internet wasn't built in a day. And all, that's actually a better example is that the internet took time for mass adoption for everyone to use. And as you can see, everyone's using the internet. The same with cell phones. I remember when there was car phones and no one even could afford cell phones or any of that type of stuff. And now cell phones are everywhere. You can, you know, they're affordable. They are like, they're like $50 now. So it's just going to take time and just be patient and just be grateful that you're here.
Absolutely. I think that is a great final thought to leave it on. And again, Crypto Wendy, thank you so much. What are some different ways that people can connect with you or find more information about the various things that you're working on?
So I have a website, and if you're in the United States, definitely check out my website. I post all my events that I'm attending, and I always, if I go to a conference, I always host free meetups. I get people from the conference to attend and regular folks to come attend. So you can see what I'm doing there, see where I'm going to be traveling to there. I have a YouTube channel. It's Crypto. All my handles are Crypto Wendy O. If you see somebody with a zero at the end, that's not me. So don't respond to them and report them. But I've got my YouTube channel. So check out some of my interviews. I just dropped one with Mark Cusco. I did one with Tim Draper. I have attorneys come on to talk to them about what's going on with the market and legal implications and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, find me there. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Everything is at Crypto Wendy O.
Perfect. Well, Crypto Wendy, thank you so much for being with us today. And for everyone that listened in, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DeRitter Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Please use available exits now.